This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa barakatuh.
We have a question that it describes a situation with a sister who committed adultery with a non-Muslim. And she got pregnant and she aborted the pregnancy after 8 weeks. And she's now very repentant and remorseful about what happened. And she wants to know what to do to make amends and to make that go away in a way. And there's a follow-up question on the same situation. It's like the pill the next morning, is it allowed to be used in Islam? After
the morning after?
Yeah, the morning after, yes. They call Plan B.
Okay. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu salam, rasulillah. First of all, I would like to tell the sister, congratulations for your tawbah. Repentance is such a great act of worship. And anyone who returned back to Allah, no matter how far this person went, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala welcomed that person with an open arm. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you walk to me, I will run to you. No matter how far you were, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves repentance, love those who repent to Him. Even ulama rahimahullah said, when you repent to Allah, you come back to a state and a place higher than what you were before committing the sin. So I want you to know that don't ever give up on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't think about this sin in a sense that it is the end of the world. No, it was an opportunity for you for a new beginning. You're regretting it, and every time you remember it and you regret it, that's initiating a new tawbah, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "An-nadamu tawbah." Regret is a form of tawbah. So every time you regret it, you feel, that's a new tawbah for you. And a tawbah al-nasuh, the pure tawbah, perfect tawbah, it means you regret it, you are determined not to go back to it, you understand why you have done this haram, how did you fall into this haram, and how you were able to, and how you will protect yourself from falling into this haram in the next, inshallah, in the future. So it will not be a tawbah if you repent, but you still hang out with boys and guys and alone, and you travel with them, or you go to the hotel room with them, or go drink and like party with men. That's not a tawbah. Has to be thumma ihtada. The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when they repent, they guided, they change their way of life. There is a clear change in your life, and that's what really a tawbah nasuha is all about. So if you have that, and you do this sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not because you're afraid of being exposed or anything of that nature, something inshallah ta'ala will only elevate your status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't keep thinking about what happened in a negative sense. Make this an opportunity for you to grow, not just to beat yourself up and for the sake of putting yourself down. No, I did something bad, terrible, horrible. I will learn from it. I move forward. I always remember that I'm weak and I'm not going to fall into that the trap of the shaitan again. Allah says, "Wala taqrabu zina." Don't come near to a zina, adultery. As for aborting the pregnancy, as long as the pregnancy lasts 120 days, what you did is acceptable. Not necessarily the best of choice, but for many would say that it would be permissible for you to do so. Let's say if it's after 120 days and a person committed abortion, that's a sin required a tawbah from it. And also there is a penalty for that by killing a soul. And since not this is the case, there is more detail into this. As for the morning after pill, is it allowed to be used? It is allowed to use this type of form of pill if you want to ensure that there is no pregnancy. If there is no pregnancy, but you have to consult a doctor about how safe it is for you to use it.
Barakallah fiik, Sheikh. Jazakumullah khair.